We were very clear that we wanted to present a broad range of Olympic and Paralympic sports rather than concentrate on the high-profile ones, because there's so much going on across the whole breadth of the movement. Some of them we really hadn't heard of at all, and it was through online research that I came across goalball. And it was very much what the sport looked like that drew me to it. It was founded post-Second World War in Austria to help rehabilitation of the visually impaired. The women's team was funded to a level which suggested they were potential medalists. They'd certainly done well in 2009. They'd won a gold medal and a silver medal. When we were looking for our sitter, we took advice from the Goalball Association, obviously, and from other people involved in the Paralympic movement. And Anna Sharkey's name came through from several sources. So it was her that we invited. She is one of many of the athletes in this particular sport who are congenitally blind. And there are many siblings playing goalball because of the shared condition. She is a trained physiotherapist, and she started goalball in the footsteps of her brother. He introduced her to it, and she went to a development training day and, as she said, fell in love with the sport immediately. We were particularly pleased that she nominated her brother Michael, who also plays, as incredibly important in supporting her career, her ambition, and reinforcing her love of the sport, I would say. We went to photograph them where they were training at Bedford University, one of the big sports universities in this country. It was on a bitterly cold Sunday at the end of 2010. There was men and women's training that day, two groups, so two squads, some coming to the game pretty early in their goalball career, and others who were part of the team. So there was a sorted group of people. There was the physio and the support staff there, and Tabo, who was responsible for coaching the women's team, and guide dogs, of course. The men were playing when I arrived, and Finley was there with his two assistants. So we observed that. I spent some time whilst we were watching the men talking to Anna and the physio. It was very helpful to get an understanding of how we might approach the shoot. And it was useful when Anna said that they always play as the three of them, but when there's a penalty shootout, it's just one player in the goal. And this is what we finally decided to go with. It was not an easy sport to find a way around in terms of how the portrait might be. That led us to putting Anna in the penalty position. And Michael came along to play with her, and Tabo Huntley, the coach, hurled the ball at her. There's a lot of voice use as well. It was a long period that she worked for us with great generosity, because she was exhausted. She was really pushing it. They were pushing her. And it was interesting watching Anna and Michael play together. In the Paralympic Games, the teams are separated by gender. There's a men's and a woman's. When they play nationally, they play mixed gender. So they were used to playing together. And certainly, there was no pulling their punches. They were really going for it. And not exactly each other, but There's no generosity in sport, and there certainly wasn't here. You could feel they were very keenly attuned to the way each other was playing. And that became much more visible afterwards when they stopped the penalty shootouts. Finley had what he thought he wanted, and we saw them together. And there was such tenderness and such reciprocal engagement with each other. It was very moving to see. Finley shot from a height, from a ladder, and the final image we chose is very beautiful, very graphic. You really have the sense of Anna's body in a space, on a space. She's catching the ball in the penalty shootout. And the way the shadow's falling, and that's the slightly three-dimensional tape, really makes a really strong image. Very different from the one of Anna and Michael together, the softness of that.